Listener Production.
Good morning, Lizzie Viger here, and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. Checking the weather first, 29 degrees and partly cloudy for Cairns today, down to 20 degrees tonight. Mareeba, 27 degrees and also cloudy, down to 16 degrees. Making news today, June 2, a dodgy Facebook page duping Far North Queenslanders, a new ferry service to operate between Cairns and Townsville, and new research suggests young Aussies are struggling to get a timely diagnosis of bowel cancer. Far North Queenslanders are losing thousands of dollars to a cloned social media account of a tablelands business. A fake Facebook page posing as Mareeba-based business NQ Truck Wreckers has deceived dozens of victims looking to purchase truck and four-wheel drive parts. Buyers are allegedly being told to transfer funds electronically before being told to collect the parts from the yard of the legitimate business. Business owners say they've done all they can and have flagged the account with the cybercrime arm of the Queensland Police. A Far North local tour operator is about to change the region's tourism industry one ferry service at a time. Our local reporter Saskia Channing has the latest.
The first-of-its-kind expedition created by Bri Penfold, owner of Quick Coast by Myroo Adventures, will connect Cairns and Townsville via the North's coastal jewels. With Mission Beach named as the central operating point, coastal expeditions will essentially offer weekly island or resort hopping between the two cities. Mr. Penfold's aiming to recover the international market, but says local feedback has also been overwhelmingly positive. The first northbound journey from Mission Beach to Cairns is set for the last Sunday of July.
In other news, there are calls for locals and GPs in Cairns to be more alert of bowel cancer amongst younger age groups. New research coinciding with Bowel Cancer Awareness Month reveals young Aussies are struggling to get a timely diagnosis for the disease. It's the deadliest cancer for people aged 25 to 44 and is the fourth most common type in our region for men and second for women. Dr. Clay Lamprell from the Australian Institute of Health Innovation says we need to recognise the symptoms and discuss concerns with the doctor.
Young people and GPs across the region need to work together to keep the lines of communication open and to make decisions together about how symptoms should be assessed and managed. Over and over again, patients in our study said, "My advice is to persist if something feels wrong."
Taking a look at local sport, the Maroons' female counterparts have followed in the men's footsteps, winning 18 points to 10 in Game 1 of the NRLW State of Origin Series. A crowd of 12,972 gathered to watch the series opener at CommBank Stadium, which is a new record for a women's Origin match. Next, Queensland will go up against New South Wales again in the second and final game of the series in Townsville. And the North Queensland Cowboys are gearing up to take on Melbourne Storm this weekend. The Boys in Blue have fallen back to 16th position on the leaderboard following their loss to Parramatta Eels last weekend. Cowboys fullback Scott Drinkwater says the Storm are a dangerous team.
You know, you can't really stop them, you just got to limit their chances. You know, the more chances you give, you know, Munster and Jerome, eventually going to break open the game, so it's just limiting their chances.
All the action kicks off Sunday at Queensland Country Bank Stadium from 4 p.m. And now you're up to date with what's happening in FNQ and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.